This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want you to go through the whole Quran with me. Join me at bayina.tv.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-wujud min al-adam, wa ja'il al-nur min al-zulam, wa mukhrij al-sabr min al-alam, fa mulqi at-tawbati 'ala al-nadam, fa nashkuruhu 'ala al-masa'ibi kama nashkuruhu 'ala al-ni'am. ونصلي على رسوله الأكرم ذي الشرف الأشم والنور الأتم والكتاب المحكم وكمال النبيين والخاتم سيد ولد آدم الذي بشر به عيسى بن مريم ودعا لبعثته إبراهيم عليه السلام حين كان يرفع قواعد بيت الله المحرم فصلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أتباعه خير الأمم الذين بارك الله بهم كافة الناس العرب منهم والعجم الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا والحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا والحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله اللهم اجعلنا من الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر أمين يا رب العالمين. Allah عز وجل created the human beings in need. One way Allah describes human beings is وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. The human being was created weak. What that means is we constantly need to replenish ourselves. We can't just eat food once and carry on. Eventually our body consumes the nutrients of that food and the energy needed to continue life hits us, hunger pangs hit us again, thirst hits us again, and we have to replenish ourselves. So physically, everybody understands that we need to replenish ourselves continuously in order to survive. The same way human beings are created with emotions, and we have certain emotions, or a functioning mind, you can't constantly be serious, or you can't constantly be thinking about the math problem you're trying to solve, or the book you're trying to read. You need a mental break. At some point, the brain runs out of juice. It runs out of batteries, and you got to stop, and you got to go shoot some basketball, or play a video game, or do something to take a break. And the same thing happens when you're emotionally stressed. So our minds need a break sometimes. Our body needs a break, and Allah literally created the night so that it can become subat. The body can take a break, and it literally dies, so it can recharge, right? And the same way in our emotions, sometimes people are very stressed out and they have a lot of anxiety or they have a lot of negative thoughts and their emotions are overwhelming them and they say, you know what, I need to do something to calm down. And people have different kinds of coping mechanisms. Most of the time, so they're supposed to be healthy. Some people just do something as simple as take a walk in the park or ride a bike, or maybe if they can afford to, they go on a trip or something. Other people choose damaging coping mechanisms. They might turn to drinking, or they might turn to drugs, and they might turn to, inappropriate kinds of company, etc. But every one of these is a kind of, I need a break, I need to recalibrate, I need to reset myself. And, psychiatrists and people in the mental health profession, they talk about things like self-care, like you should eat well, and that's true, you should eat well. This is something, pretty much an Islamic principle. Allah gave us this body, we should take care of it, and we should eat healthy. The same way getting rest and taking care of your physical self, that's something we should do because Allah will ask us about the favors He gave us. And this gift of this body that He gave us, we should take care of it. The same way taking care of your mental health is important. So taking those kinds of breaks, doing things that you find relaxing, whatever it is, you might need to figure out what that is and take care of it. But there's one dimension of it, one side of this problem, of what the human being is. That is something Allah taught us and we could not have known on our own in its entirety. Is that Allah put a light inside every single human being. Allah put a ruh inside every single human being. And that light is our connection to Allah. From birth, it's our connection to Allah. It's somewhere inside your heart, and you and I have it, and it connects us directly to Allah. The Muslims, the non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. Everybody has it. Every single one of us has it. But today I'm talking about Muslims. I'm talking about people who also know about the other light. There's a light inside of us, and there's a light that Allah sent down from Himself. And that's called the Qur'an. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Believe in Allah, believe in His Messenger, and believe in the light that we sent down. Right? So there's two lights now. There's a light inside us, and there's a light of Allah's words. And these lights have to come into contact with each other. Because the light inside also starts running out. It starts getting weak. It needs to get recharged, just like your body and my body needs to get recharged. Just like our emotions get to need a break. They need to replenish. The same way, the light inside of us, this ruh, needs to be replenished. And it's replenished by the word of Allah. A simple way of thinking about that is, our body Allah created from clay. Our body Allah created from clay. And so all of its needs, from the earth. And so all of our body's needs come from the earth. Right? And our hearts are connected to people. Right? And so our emotion, a lot of times our emotional needs are met by people around us. A child needs a mother's love. A spouse needs to feel like they're respected and valued and loved and cared for and protected. Those are emotional needs. They come from other human beings. But our ruh, it came from the heavens. And it has its own needs. And its needs can only be met by the source. And that's the word of Allah. Now what happens is sometimes someone says, I can't sleep, I have anxiety, I can't find any peace, I've tried everything, I tried taking walks, I tried working out, I tried, you know, playing video games, I tried this, that, and the other, I've done all the relaxation exercises there can be, I'm going to therapy, I'm doing everything I can, but I still don't find any peace inside me. I'm not okay, something inside me is still bothering me. And maybe the reason, it may not be, but maybe the reason, is that the ruh inside you and me, the light inside you and me, we're violating it. We're doing something wrong to it. It meets with the word of Allah, and the word of Allah wants us to take a certain road. And we don't want to take that road. We don't want to go on the road that this light is calling us towards. So we deny our light inside, and we say, no, I'm going to go a different direction. Now before I go any further, I want to try and explain to you why we do that. Why is it that we don't listen to this profound light that Allah has given us, and somehow we go in a different direction? Allah Azza wa Jal, in Surah Ash-Shams, He describes this reality. This will take me a few minutes to explain. Bear with me. Usually I try not to make the khutbah abstract. But this is one of those very important fundamental concepts that Muslims should be aware of and think about for themselves. So we're looking today a little bit at Surah Ash-Shams. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. So now he says, I swear by the sun. I swear by the sun, and I swear by its brilliant, glorious light. And then he says, I swear by the moon, and the fact that the moon keeps on following the sun. I swear by the moon that follows when it follows the sun. So the moon is subordinate to the sun. He says, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّهَا. And I swear by the morning time, or the daytime, that makes the sun appear in its full glory. The daytime when the sun is blazing. وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. And I swear by the night when it covers up, the nighttime that covers up the blazing light of the sun. Reality completely changes between night and day. It completely changes. A place can look a certain way at night, and at daytime you find it's a completely different place. You know, but previously I've talked about this, at a different occasion. I went one time to an island, and I arrived there it was actually in Bermuda. I went to Bermuda to meet the Muslim community there a long time ago. And when I went there, arrived at nighttime, and we're driving through from the airport, and it's all pitch black outside. You can't see anything. It's completely dark. And they don't have a lot of lights on the road, so it's extremely pitch black. Even scary, if you will. And the morning came, and it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. It's green, it's brilliant, the sun is blazing on the ocean floor, but you couldn't see any of that at nighttime. Reality completely changed between night and day, right? So he says the night, as it covers up the glorious light of the sun. And then he says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. And I swear by the sky, and what an incredible creation, what an incredible construction it is. What a constant it is. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. And the earth as it's been leveled out. And how incredibly it's been leveled out. Now, these analogies that Allah is giving, these images that Allah is describing, first He described the sun, then He described the moon, then He described the night, and then He described, or the day and then the night, and then the sky and then the earth, right? But what does that have to do with where I started? I started with ourselves and a need inside of ourselves. Allah says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. All of these images culminate, the conclusion of all of these images is for you and me to understand one thing. Not the universe outside of us, but the universe inside of us. He says, I swear by the nafs, the person, a person, our own self. He swears by our own self. To Allah, this self, you and me, that He created, is a remarkable creation. And to understand it, to understand myself, Allah wants to give us a picture of some things you will learn about yourself if you contemplate the sun and the moon, and you contemplate the night, or the day and the night, and you contemplate the sky and the earth, then you'll learn something about who? Yourself. And He says, وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, and what incredible balance He's created with. This person has an incredible ability to balance. And he's been made in a very balanced, or he or she's been created in a very balanced way. Now the first thing you can see, a correlation already, Allah did balance the sun and the moon. They have their own place and they're perfectly balanced. One little bit out of balance and the solar system gets destroyed. The night and the day are perfectly balanced. They're constants. The world can go through all kinds of chaos, but the night and the day are going to do what they do. They're going to keep on rolling. You know, our life can be put on hold, but the sun is not going to be put on hold. You know, we would wish that time would go by faster, or time would slow down, or time would go back, but it's going to, like clockwork, it's regular, it's steady, and it's perfectly balanced. Allah says that kind of a balance actually exists inside you and me. There's a balance inside us. Right? The problem with that statement is when we look inside of ourselves, we don't find balance. We find chaos. We find, man, today my anger took over and I couldn't think about anything else. Except this thing that's been bothering me, and my resentment took over. My sadness took over. For some people, their hatred of themselves takes over. Their guilt takes over. Their shame takes over. For some people, it's their anxiety of the future that takes over. Something or the other inside of us creates all kinds of imbalance. Some people just say, I gotta think about work. I can't think about anything else. And they're ignoring all kinds of things they should be worried about, and their life is out of balance. Some people are just, I don't want to think about my problems. And they keep eating cheese doodles. And they're destroying their body and their mind. And their life is out of balance. And Allah says He made you and me with an incredible precision of balance. And then He described it. He said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He said He inspired it. Now common translations say that He inspired this person, each and every one of us. He put inside of us its own fujur and its own taqwa. They translate this as sinfulness and piousness. Sinfulness, and because you know fajr is a sinner in Arabic. But the word fujur actually comes from fajr. And fajr originally actually means explosion. Explosion. And you know when rocks burst and waterfalls come out, فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْ هُثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. 12 springs exploded out of the boulder, infijar was used. When the sky is going to explode on Judgment Day, infajarat. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَجَرَتْ. So the idea of fujur is actually a kind of explosion. And by the way, if you go to the beginning, the sun in the daytime is exploding with light. It's a brilliant, aggressive being that God created, that Allah created, this sun, that is constantly exploding. And by the way, scientifically, there are constantly explosions happening in the sun. There are constantly explosions happening on the sun. And it comes out in its full glory, just bursting. What does that have to do with you and me? Allah says, Allah put impulses inside us, feelings inside us that want to explode. You know, you're having a conversation with someone, and they say something, and you have a great response inside you. You've got a nuclear war response ready to put them in their place. And it's right there, ready to what? Explode. Allah says He inspired the human being with the ability to be impulsive with their feelings, like animals have. Animals feel threatened and they attack. They don't think about it, they just attack. Animals feel an urge and they do. Animals feel hungry and they eat. Human beings have some of the same mechanisms. We want to act immediately. Immediately, impulsively. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ You love to rush into things. We're impulsive. And so Allah says He put inside us these very powerful emotions and these powerful impulses that want to explode inside us. We just want to do it. We just want to feel better. We just want to act it out. You know, once it comes, it takes over and you're not even yourself anymore. And it's not even about one emotion. I gave the example of anger, but it's not just about anger. It could be about lust, it could be about greed, it could be about fear, it could be about anger, it could be any number of these emotions that can become impulsive and you can't control them. And then Allah says, وَتَقْوَاهَا And He inspired each of us with the ability to protect ourselves from our impulses. He gave us both. He gave us the accelerator and He gave us the brakes. And He gave us both. And you kind of need both, don't you? Because without the accelerator, the car doesn't move. And without the brakes, you're not going to be able to stop. You're going to crash into something. What Allah is telling us is every one of our emotions is actually something that's needed. That's needed. But if you don't stop and protect yourself from letting it overrun you, then it's going to become an explosion. It's an explosive power. And you have to control it. And so Allah gave human beings the ability to measure and control and protect themselves from their own selves. From their own selves. And any one of those emotions that becomes overrun and you're only thinking about yourself and those feelings are the most important thing to you when that happens, then you're not even protected from your own self. So Allah says in another place in the Quran, وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ In Surah At-Taghabun, He says, whoever has been protected from the greed and the impulse they have inside of themselves, those are successful people. Those are the successful people. What I'm saying to you is, let's talk about some of these emotions now, some of these impulses that Allah put inside of us. And now I'm not talking about the animal ones, you understand those already. But some of the ones that make human beings unique, not like birds, not like camels, not like, you know, lions. We have some unique impulses inside us that other animals don't have. You know, the desire to mate, or the desire to have a safe home, or the desire to protect, or the desire to mark your territory, we share that with other creatures. So you put a fence up, right, and a bird puts its nest out. It does that. And it even, you know, we have alarm systems, and birds start chirping, and we think that they're chirping because it's a beautiful sound. They're actually warning other birds not to come near. That's what they're doing when they do that, you know. And you notice, some of you notice birds keep smashing into your window and they don't stop. That's not because they're dumb, because they see a reflection, they think it's another bird in their territory and they attack it. So just like human beings, right? Umamun amthalukum, Quran says. We have things in common with them. But what are some impulses that are unique to us that we have that animals don't have? For example, the need to be heard. The need to be heard. Like, I'm not talking about, did you hear what I'm saying? Sometimes you're talking to somebody and you're explaining yourself and they're like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And you're like, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not listening to me. You're dismissing what I'm saying. They can hear but not hear. They can hear and not hear, you know. And they can say they understand but not, and you can feel like I'm not being heard. I'm being dismissed. I'm being ignored. The need to not be ignored is a human need. Cats don't care. Birds don't care. But human beings care when they feel like they're not being heard. Like when you're talking to somebody and they don't even look up from their phone, you feel dismissed, you know. But a dog doesn't mind. You have a problem with that. We have a need to belong. We have a need to feel like we're accepted. We have a need to feel not judged, you know. We have a need to not be reminded of our mistakes. A need to feel safe, not just physically safe, emotionally safe. You know, we have these different emotional needs inside of us that are met by the people around us, or they're supposed to be. Like a child is supposed to feel safest with their mother, for example, right? Or the spouses are supposed to feel safe with each other. Spouses are called clothing for each other. You know why they're called clothing for each other? Because when you wear your clothes, Nothing about you is hidden from your clothes. Your clothes touch everything. Your clothes know everything. They know all the secrets. Because there's a part of them that faces outside, but there's a part of them that faces inside. And so the clothes know the ugly. The clothes know the good. The clothes know everything. No, there's nothing hidden. And for a spouse to share everything with their spouse is a scary thing, because you're letting somebody into your very inner self. And sometimes what happens when you share something, and later on in an argument they bring it up to shame you or to attack you, you start questioning whether I should have opened up. Now these needs that I mentioned, the need to feel safe, the need to find a confidant, the need to have someone to talk to, the need to be heard, the need to feel loved, you know, the need to feel protected. These are necessary needs, not just physical ones, but emotional ones. When these needs are not met, let's talk about that scenario. When these needs are not met, when somebody says, I don't feel loved, I don't feel like anybody cares at home about me, I don't feel like I'm respected, I don't feel dignified, I don't feel understood, I feel constantly judged, I feel overlooked, I feel ignored. When you have these feelings, then just like when you don't get food and you say, I gotta eat, right? You don't have food, you gotta eat. When you don't have rest, you gotta go to sleep. Your body's tired, you gotta go to sleep. When these needs are not met, you and I try to find something, human beings try to find something to fill in that gap, to feed that void. And when we're about to feed that void, then comes Allah's light. Because Allah says, you can feed this light, but here's the way you should, and here's the way you shouldn't. Okay? Because whenever you say, I don't feel like anybody in my family listens to me, I need to find somebody to talk to, there's a halal way to find somebody to talk to, and there's a very haram way to find somebody to talk to. There's a dark road you can go. And Allah's light will come inside you before you accept the message, and before you write back, or before you make a call, and it's going to say, that's not a right way to go. That's not good. And you say, don't talk to me right now. I just need someone to talk to. I need an escape. You understand? So that what's going to happen inside you is these feelings, these emotions that are very powerful because they're explosive, remember? They're explosive. But Allah put that light inside us so we can protect ourselves from those explosions. That's what He gave us. But the thing is, when that struggle happens inside you and me, where we're trying to follow this light that Allah has given us, and every one of us has it, every one of us feels it. There's something, and by the way, the imagery, I didn't even go deep into it, the imagery of the night, the dark, you know, there's no light. But even then, the moon is still a little bit there. Sometimes you're in a terrible, dark environment. There's people around you that don't care about what Allah says. There's no light around you, but somewhere inside you, the sun is still reflecting. Something in you still says, this is dark. I gotta go find the light again. I gotta go towards the light again. You have to, that's a struggle you and I have to have inside of ourselves. But what happens when you, this is a very brave thing to do, what happens when a person decides, and I know I'm taking over my time, I'll take 2 minutes and I'll be done, inshallah. What happens when a person decides they're going to be brave, and they're going to overcome these explosive feelings? They're no small thing. They're going to overcome these explosive feelings, and they're going to go towards Allah's light anyway. They're going to follow Allah's light. And that means they might have to feel like, if I follow Allah's way, I might lose this person. People might not be happy with me. How am I going to fill all these emotional needs if I follow Allah's way? Allah's way doesn't look like it's going to give me gratification. These other ways are giving me instant gratification. That's what shaitan wants. Shaitan says, follow my way and I'll fill those holes for you right now. And Allah says, follow my way, and you may not feel it right now, but I'm telling you this is what's good for you, and I will fill them for you. Because Allah didn't give us these needs to not fulfill them. But He wants us to fulfill them in a way that's blessed, not a way that's cursed. Even if you feel good right now, it's going to bring ruin to your life down the road. Don't do that to yourself. I shouldn't do that to myself. Find the road that's going to bring more and more light into your life. So when we do that, what happens? Then finally, what I started with, people feel like they're not calm, remember? They go running and jogging and working out and listening to music or playing video games, and they still don't feel calm inside because their light is crying, saying, what are you doing? Allah says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ The self that is finally calm. Let me talk to you. Irji'i ila rabbiki. Go, come back to your master. Meaning, come back to this light. How does a person find calmness? When they come back to Allah. When they come back, you have to ask yourself, I have to ask myself, what is it in my life that this ayah means? What is coming back to Allah means for you is different from what it means for me. Your story is different than mine. Inna sa'yakum la shatta. Your struggles and your efforts are all over the place. Every one of you has your own story. What does it mean for you to come back and find calm in the company of Allah? Radiyatan mardiyah. This is the formula. Listen to this carefully. How do you know you're coming back to Allah? One, you know that you are content with whatever Allah does. You're no longer worried that you're going to lose something or there's going to be a void inside you. You're completely trusting Allah that He'll take care of it. He'll take care of it. The one who gave you these feelings knows how to take care of these feelings. You're radi with Him. And mardiyah, and you're making sure whatever you're doing, He's happy with you. Two, you're happy with Him, but also, you're making sure that every step you take, you can say to yourself, this step I took, maybe other people were upset, but I know Allah is happy with me. When you can take those steps, then you have calm in your life. Then there could be chaos outside in the world, and inside the earthquake stopped. You're completely tranquil. Then He says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Enter into the company of my slaves. Which is a description, it's remarkable. He didn't say, فَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي وَدْخُلِي عِبَادِي. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Meaning, enter heaven, enter, come into heaven, and then enter the company of my slaves. Because once you go into heaven, then you meet people. But Allah in this ayah did something else. He said something more, even more remarkable. I want you to be ranked among those who enslaved themselves to me. They gave themselves to me. And when you do that, then you know what Jannah is. There's not just the Jannah of the Akhirah. That's there in these ayat too. But there's a Jannah here too. And that Jannah happens, that calm. And there's no concern left. That tranquility happens when you and I decide that we want to be Allah's slaves no matter what. Our loyalties are not even to our own emotions. Our loyalties are to Allah. When we can do that inside of ourselves, when we can make that kind of a hijrah, then فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Then enter my Jannah. Isn't that, you know, I know I'm taking over I'm so sorry. فَدْخُلِي الْجَنَّةِ. Enter heaven. Enter Jannah. No, فَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter my Jannah. My Jannah. As if Allah, for these people who turn back to Allah and they follow the path of light, the path of revelation, when they take even steps in that direction, Allah says about them, I'm making a special Jannah for you. I'm making a special Jannah for you. Those are the people we want to become. That's the struggle we want to win. It's a profound thing that Allah has given us. Between, you know, and these feelings that we have and the struggle to control them and to find that balanced path in between, I pray that Allah gives each and every one of you inside of your heart the strength and the willpower to trust Allah and to follow the way that you know is going to lead to Him being happy with you and you being happy with Him. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all of those that are radiyatan mardiyah and make us all of those that are fi ibadihi, that are among His slaves and enter into His Jannah. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-Hakim.